Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Pac-12 out here just dumping everything out. The bubble might not be feasible. Apologies if you just read this because I'm also listening and keeping up with the breaking news.
A lot going on.
Larry Scott did say, and stop me if you did read this, unlike professional sports college.
Yes, I did read
that. Okay, you
read
it. Okay, I thought you did, but.
Yeah, they said a bubble not feasible, which it's not. These are amateur athletes. You can't do that.
A Power 5 source to Brett McMurphy just said college football season is done. I don't think everyone immediately follows the MAC, but it gives other league presidents one more reason to make an easier decision. Biggest thing is unknown long-term impact of COVID and liability issues involved. And everybody can scoff at that they want and say, well, the percentages of those young guys does not kill them. Nobody's arguing against that.
Right.
But it's simply, we don't know what the future is when COVID hits. And I said this yesterday, if a kid died, a coach died, or had serious damage, would they shut the season down? Yay or nay?
Yes, they would.
Largely, everybody would probably say yes. So if we're talking about that, then why are we shocked or angered or frustrated with the postponement, cancellation, whatever you want to call it, of football? And I'll add one more element. I have been a proponent at the start of this, and I just want to maintain that. I am all for spring football. If you can start it in mid-February, and God, I hope we're to the point where we can start doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. But if we're to a point where you can do it mid-February and do an 8-game season, whatever that is, great. But I find it odd, the same people who are pushing college kids to go play in the middle of a global pandemic while having a virus nobody really knows fully what it is yet, are the same people going against playing football twice in one calendar
right,
year.
It's too close.
It's a very odd predicament and opinion to me, seeing that from a talking head standpoint locally and nationally. No, not feasible to do college football twice in a year, even though some teams do that. But damn it, go play in the middle of a global pandemic. It's a kind of hypocritical thing to me.
Yeah, I think we are heading in the direction, according to the sources that you just read as well, that there's not going to be a college football this season. I think the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 are holding on for dear life right now. The Big 12, it is being reported by Pat Forty that they are very split and trying to come to an agreement on what to do. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they end up backing out. The ACC presidents have also been in constant communication, according to sources, with the Big 12, and there is wisdom now or the thought now that if the Big 12 announces that they're going to cancel the season, the ACC would immediately follow suit.
And the SEC would have no choice at that point.
The SEC has no choice. You're not going to play a season and be the only conference. We are heading in that direction.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. Now, I will say, keeping optimism afloat here on college football, with the spring idea, it's great in theory, but we have to lean that it's... Didn't Larry Scott's message basically just tell us that spring is pretty impossible unless things change drastically?
Yes. I mean, you're looking at a vaccine.
Yeah,
you have to have a vaccine in place by March if you want to have a season take place.
Yeah, if you can't do it now, and I have no reason to believe it's going the other way,
right,
based on how people are acting right now with this, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Larry Scott's kind of openly telling you without actually saying it aloud because he doesn't want to worry everybody. If it's not safe now, is it going to change in 7 months? Maybe it will. I'm going to stay optimistic that it can.
Right.
Not feeling great internally, but trying to stay optimistic on that.
Well, and, you know, Fauci and what's the CDC bro's name, the guy with the weird
Azar?
Beard? No, it's like Redfield or Redfield or whatever.
Azar is the HHS
yes,
guy, right?
Yes. Yeah. But Redfield or whatever his name is, and Fauci did some interviews recently talking about how bad this fall is going to be because of the actual flu season influxing with a pandemic that has not gone away and is still circulating our population, which I think is something that's always loomed in the back of my mind when football has been brought up, is that that's just going to be a nightmare all over the place. And it's kind of a depressing thought of what October, November, December could look like. Ultimately, you need a vaccine if you want to get back to normal. We're all waiting for that. And hopefully it comes sooner than later and it's effective and it works. And this stuff can be resolved. But I think ultimately for college football institutions, you need to just have an open mind for how this can possibly work. If you get to a point where you can play football in the spring, which will become the next, you know, debate that we're going to have, because I do expect these other conferences to shut down. If there is a vaccine, you have to think of how many games can you play? How long do you give them to practice to ramp up? Be open and available to push back the start of next season so you're not butting up right next to it, because I understand that complaint about taking 2 months off and then launching back into another full season. So maybe delay the start of the 2021 season to October or November if you want to get some form of spring football in. You got to be a little loose with roster size limits, grant extra year eligibility for guys that want to come back. Come up with a plan of how you're going to bring incoming freshmen who are reporting to campus early. Are they allowed? Can you influx them into the roster? Like, there's a lot of things that you can figure out, and I think as long as you're able to play, it would be a lot of fun for people to watch. But I do believe that will be the next debate that rages on for the next handful of months.
The Pac-12 press release that they sent out, I mentioned it, they've eliminated non-conference men's basketball games. By doing that and actually canceling fall sports, it's going to be, you're not going to, I don't know if you're going to get any men's basketball games in 2020. You might have to wait till January for them to play just a conference schedule.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, it's unfortunate news. It really is. We're as bummed as anybody listening right now that all the news is coming down. I'm also not shocked. And this is my final thing on it. If every red-blooded football fan that lives in the states that you know I'm talking about would have treated COVID like a Saturday playing a big game, we wouldn't be in this position. That's my two cents. Mm-hmm. And it's a damn shame that those same people who wanted to yell at individuals for wearing masks are the same ones bitching about it the most, that we don't have football season here. So it's really unfortunate. The Pac-12 has canceled. They're hoping for spring football, and men's basketball non-conference matchups have also been canceled as well. Larry Scott and the Pac-12 are actually going to start now on their webinar. We'll hopefully have clips to that. If not, primetime will have those. Do you want to continue on college football, or do you want to go to Blazers? What do you want to do?
Let's punt NFL true or false to crunch time. We'll move that to 1:45. Okay. We'll either wrap up this segment if anything else comes up in the break, because stuff continues to pop up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.